Hallelujah. Peace, complete joy to all of you.
Hallelujah. 平安喜乐与那弟兄姐妹。
Praise and thank God this week the HWPS is being held in Pacifica Church.
感谢主今天我们在这边开圣工人员讲习会。
And the topic for this seminar is counseling.
那这一次讲习会的主题是辅导。
I'm sure that some of us will heard the saying that there's no such thing as bad counselors. There's no such thing as bad counselors, only bad counselor.
那我相信大家听过这样子的话没有这个做辅导的人是不好的，只有一个不好的辅导员。
So in other words, as counselor, we cannot blame on the counselee.
意思就是说，辅导员不能够怪这个被辅导的人。
But we know that's not always true.
当然我们知道这并不是永远都是正确的。
There are some counselees that are pretty bad.
那有一些受辅导的人真的是相当的不好。
Just like for example, when Samuel went to King Saul.
那就好像当这个撒母耳来到这个来到这个扫罗王的面前。
And during the time he was doing counseling, Samuel was doing counseling with King Saul.
那这时候撒母耳要来辅导扫罗王。
Wanted him to repent before God.
要他在神面前来悔改。
But King Saul keep making excuse and bringing up excuse because of this, because of that.
但是扫罗他不断地找各样不同的借口怪这个怪那个。
So sometimes when we work or when we try to encourage with brothers and sisters,
有时候当我们试着鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹的时候，
we also tend to bring up excuses why we are like this, why we are like that.
那有时候他们也会找各样的借口为什么会这样子，为什么会那样。
But look at when Nathan, he went to talk to King David.
但是我们看看当这个
So when Nathan just tell a story to King David,
当这个先知拿单去跟这个大卫王说的时候
，So the minute that David recognized was him, he repented right away.
当大卫王知道拿单指的是他讲的时候，他马上来悔改。
And as counselor, we hope that every counselee can be just like King David.
那当然，每一个辅导人都希望被辅导的人都像大卫王一样。
They have problem.
当他们有问题
，we go to share the word of God with them.
那我们和他们分享神的话
，and they repent.
他们就悔改。
Then everything is over.
那这一切事情就解决了。
Of course, it's not always like this.
当然并不会永远都这么好。
So quite often we also have this, wrong view that a counselor must be someone older or someone more wiser.
有时候我们也会有这样子的观念觉得辅导员一定是那一些年早的、年长的，或是那一些聪明的。
But it's not always the case.
但是也不一见得都是如此。
For example, for example, one time, a couple in our church, they were fighting and arguing with one another.
举个例子来说，有一次教会里面有一对夫妻，他们在吵架。
And they have a young son.
他们有一个年轻
的儿子。So the young brother, when he saw his parents were fighting one another.
当这个年轻的儿子看到他的父母正在吵架
，Then he kneel down and pray before them.
他就在他们面前跪下来祷告。
If you see your young, your son does this, would you continue to fight?
如果你看到你的儿子这样子做的话，你还会继续吵架吗
？I don't think so, right?
我并不这样子觉得。
So in other words, this young brother he knows exactly how to resolve his parents' argument.
所以这个年轻的儿子知道怎么样来解决他父母之间的争端。
So when his young brother kneel down and pray, then his parents also kneel down and pray with him.
那当这个年轻的儿子跪下来祷告的时候，他的父母也就一同和他跪下来祷告。
Then when they get up from their prayer, there's no more argument.
那当他们祷告结束起来之后，就再也不争执了。
So about virtues of counselors.
所以我们谈到辅导员的美德的时候
，this virtue is not set up by the worldly ways.
那这个所谓的美德并不是我们世界上所定义的
but rather the godly way
那反而是一个属灵的
that is the way according to the Bible
那就是根据圣经上所讲的
so if that is the case every one of us can be a good counselor
那如果是这样子来说的话那事实上我们每一个人都可以成为一个很好的辅导员
because many of us
因为我们之间很多人
we are born in church
我们都是在教会长大的
grew up in church.
我们在教会长大
and we listen to the word of God for years and years and years.
那我们已经听了神的话这么多年了
So because of this, we are qualified to be a great counselor.
因为这样子，我们都合格成为一个很好的辅导员
but we all have different gifts.
但是我们每个人都有不同的长处。
So when you think about virtues of counselor,
当我们提到辅导员的美德的时候
the first thing we must focus that we must have great relationship with Christ.
首先我们要注重的就是说我们要与神建立良好的关系。
If we don't have great relationship with Christ, we will not be a great counselor.
如果我们和神没有良好的关系，我们没有办法成为一个好的辅导员。
Because only Christ know exactly what people need.
因为只有神，他才知道人需要的是什么。
When we do counseling,
当我们在提供辅导的时候
，I see quite often the outward appearance is never the same as the inward feelings of a person.
事实上，很多时候。人外在的感觉的表现和他真实内在的感觉的表现并不一样。
So that's why we need to be spiritually filled.
所以我们必须要在属灵里面充满。
To see people in the heart.
我们必须要能够看到人他的心内是什么。
Then when we open our mouth.
当我们打开嘴巴的时候。
Then we'll know exactly what to say to them.
我们才知道我们真正要对他们讲什么。
A simple example.
我们举一个简单的例子。
When a little child say I'm bored.
那当一个很小的小孩说我很无聊的时候
We do not go out there and buy them more toys.
那我们不是去外面买更多的玩具给他们
Or involve them in many different activities.
或者是让他们来做各种不同的活动
When a young person say I'm bored, this means inwardly they feel empty.
那事实上当一个小孩说他很无聊的时候那事实上他内心是空虚的
Maybe we don't pay enough attention to them.
也许我们对他们不够关心
Maybe we don't show love toward them.
也许我们对他们表现的爱不够。
But they only know how to say I'm bored.
但是他们只知道说我很无聊。
But if you're close to a Lord Jesus Christ,
但是如果你很靠近神的话
，For sure we be able to counsel a person according to His will.
那我们能就根据神的旨意来提供辅导。
Because most counselors, the reason they need counseling in the first place, because their relationship with God is not good.
因为很多受辅导的人他们之所以需要辅导，因为他们与神的关系不好。
Because in this life.
因为在这个生命上
We are torn between the two
那我们被这两端来分开
To be like Christ
那我们是要像耶稣基督一样
Or to be like the people in the world
或者是像这世上其他的人
一样 We know the people in the world are controlled by Satan
我们知道这世上其他的人他们是被撒旦所控
制的 Even though we don't want to be like Satan
其实说我们不希望像撒旦一样
But it's not an easy thing to do
但是却是一件不容易做到的事情
To lie、right?
我们知道
For us to lie
那比如说说谎
For us to steal
那我们说偷东西
For us to deceive
那我们说欺骗
This is all very natural to us
那感觉上好像这是人 很容易去做的事
But for us to tell the truth
但是让我们 来说实话
For us to be good, for us to be pure
让我们能够来纯正纯洁
All these things are not natural to us
那这些事情反而好像对我们来说不是很自然
So that's why we must fight against the enemy
那就是为什么我们必须要和我们的来这做征战。
But before we can fight against our enemy, we must be an expert in warfare.
但是要能够和我们的敌人来征战，我们必须要善于作战。
You know, all the great wars have been fought in the history of mankind.
我们知道在人类上那些伟大的战争。
The reason some war people have victory because these people who's in charge of the war of the battle, they are expert at seeing things differently.
那之所以在这些战争上面这些战胜的人他们之所以战胜是因为这些领导的人他们能够用不一样的眼光来看一些事情
I don't know how many of you heard about Shaka Zulu, right? You guys heard Shaka Zulu before? Yeah, it's an African tribe. Yeah, Shaka Zulu, an African tribe, right?
那我们知道这个非洲有一个支派
In the early years, even though he's only one person, he be able to conquer many areas in Africa.
那在早期其实说他只是一个人他能够占领了非洲许多的地方。
So if you have time, you can Google Shaka Zulu, right? It's a very interesting story, right?
你们可以这个在这个网络上搜寻他的故事。
But why he be able to win so many battles?
为什么他能够打胜这么多战争呢
？Because the way he fight war is so different from all the other tribe leaders.
因为他打仗的方法。和其他这些土著的这些领导者是非常不一样的。
And no one ever be able to penetrate the way he, you know, fight in warfare because of this, no one can defeat him.
那从来没有人能够突破他作战的方法，也就是说他从来都没有被打败过。
But I think interesting, but on the end, he end up being defeated by a woman, right?
事实上这很有趣的就是说这个这么厉害的人他最后反而是
被一个女人所打倒。 All the great leaders, that's what happened to them, right?
那很多伟大领导者也是这样子。
But he was so powerful.
但是他是这么的有能力。
Because he's expert in warfare.
因为他非常善于作
战。So the same thing for you and I.
对我们来说也是如此。
The first thing we need to know is the enemy.
首先我们必须要了解的就是我们的敌人。
If we do not know our enemy, how can we go into battle to fight?
如果说我们不了解我们的敌人，我们怎么样进入一场战争来作战呢
？For example, during the Vietnam War.
就好像在对越南的战争上
面。Why did the United States lose the war to Vietnam?
那为什么美国会打输这场战争呢
？You know, the last time I went to Vietnam to visit.
当我上一次到这个到越南去访问的时
候 ，I'm only 6 feet tall.
那我事实上我只有6尺高。
And when I walk around, everybody tap each other's shoulders and look at me. Oh, look at that giant, right?
那当我在那边的时候，大家看我就好像一个巨人一样。
I cannot find one pair of shoes that fit me.
那我在那边找不到一双我可以穿的鞋。
Because actually the Vietnamese people are very small.
事实上这个越南那边的人他们个头都比较小。
But look at the American people, right?
我们看看美国这边的人。
Everything is big.
只有什么事情都是大的。
Right? Big house, big car, big land, big people, right?
那我们看这个大的房子、大的车子高大的人，一切都是大的。
It's hard to believe if you put, you know, face to face to battle against one another. There's no way United States could lose.
那我们把这两国家的人摆在一起，似乎很难想象美国人居然打败。
But the reason they lost.
他们之所以打败仗的
原因。Because United States doesn't even know.What kind of enemy they are fighting against?
因为美国甚至不晓得他们所面对的敌人是怎么样。
And there are times that most of the people thought the enemy is within the land. That's why they lost.
那很多时候那边的人都在那个时候他们都想说敌人就是在这个当地之中。
So in other words, if we don't know an enemy.
换句话说，如果说我们不了解我们的敌人
，There's no way we can be good counselors.
那我们便没有办法成为一个良好的辅
导员。Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 6.
我们看以弗所书第六章。
Ephesians chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章。
Of course, we read this passage, these verses many, many times.
当然，也许我们读过这个经节很多次了。
But when we sit down and talk to our brother or our sister,
但是当我们坐下来和我们弟兄姐妹谈话
的时候 ，We must have this kind of wisdom inside our heart and inside our mind.
在我们的内心，在我们脑海中，我们必须要有这样子的智慧。
Chapter 6 verse 12.
第六章第十二节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12.
以弗所书第六章十二节。
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principality, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
十二节，因为我们并不是以血气去的征战。乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
We must realize this.
我们必须要能了解这一点。
When our brothers in great distress,
当我们的弟兄他们在很大的压力的时
候。When in great reproach,
那我们和他们接触的方法。
We must know that the enemy is trying to destroy them.
我们必须要了解敌人们正试着摧毁他们。
So do not blame on them.
所以不要来责怪他们。
Do not have judgment upon them.
那不要对他们做判断。
But for us as counselor,
对一个辅导员来说
，we must know actually we're not fighting against flesh and blood.
那事实上我们并不是以血血肉的来征
战。If we are not fighting against flesh and blood, then don't use the worldly concept to counsel one another.
如果说我们不是以血肉的来征战，那不要用这个世上的辅导的智慧来辅导。
You can see Ezekiel is such a great example.
那我们可以来举一个很好的例子。
Yes, even though outwardly it seems that the Israelites are in great distress and great reproach and they have no hope, it seems like it's only an outward appearance.
那我们看到以色列民感觉上他们好像是没有希望的，但这只是外在的表现。
But when God showed Ezekiel,
但是当这个神向以西结显现的
时候 ，He showed exactly what's wrong with them.
他向以西结显示他们真正的问题是什么
？That is, they're full of dry bones.
那我们看到那一些没有灵魂的干骨。
So because of this, he must fight that against the spiritual things. That is, the word of God and the spirit of God.
那因为这样子，他知道他所征战的是属灵的征战也要用神话来征战。
So this is the first concept we should know.
这是第一个我们要有的观念。
When you talk to our brothers and sisters,
当我们和弟兄姐妹谈话的时候
，they tell us their problems, they tell us their situation. That automatically, the first thing we should do is think, is this a spiritual matter?
当他们跟我们讲他们所遇到的问题，他们所处的情况，那第一个我们必须要想想的是说，这是属灵的问题吗
？No, one time a sister,
有一次有一个姐妹
actually, this sister and this brother have been married for a long time.
这个姐妹和那个弟兄他们已经结婚很久了。
And all of a sudden, his wife just went crazy.
那突然之间他的妻子好像疯了一样。
In a sense that, you know, she does not know what she's doing.
感觉上好像是她不知道自己在做什么。
She would skip Sabbath just to go hang out with her friends.
那她会不去安息日聚会就是为了要出去和朋友玩。
And for many years, his wife never ever lied to him.
那他的妻子这么多年来甚至不曾骗过他。
But now she starts to lie all the time.
但是现在她似乎是不时的在说
谎。And she would get to the point that she doesn't want to be with him anymore.
甚至到一个地步，这个弟兄不想要和他的太太在一起了。
And for this brother, he has no idea.
这个弟兄不知道为什么。
Of course, the first thing he did, he blamed himself for not being a good husband.
当然，第一件事情他说的，他想到的是说自己是不是不是一个好丈夫。
But after we talk,
当我们谈了之后
，then we realize,
他才了解到。
Why? Because when his wife, you know, do all these bad things towards him, he was very resentful toward her.
那当他的这个太太做了这些这么不好的事情的时候，当然他对他表现非常的悲伤。
When he asks himself this question, why my wife treat me like this?
他问他自己为什么我太太这样子的
？She doesn't love me anymore.
难道她不再爱我了吗
？She doesn't love the kids anymore.
难道她不再爱她的小孩了吗
？Why my wife act like this?
那为什么我的小孩这样做呢
？And his emotions start to become hatred toward his wife.
那在这个他的情绪上，他甚至开始讨厌他的妻子。
But then when we sat down and talk about the situation,
但是我们坐下来讨论这些情况。
Then we realize all this situation actually is caused, you know, from Satan.
那我们了解到，事实上这些问题都是从撒旦而来的。
The minute he realized it's caused by Satan, his mentality toward his wife was so different.
那当他了解到这些问题是撒旦所造成的时候他对太太的态度有了很大的转变。
So instead of having hatred toward her,
他对他的太太不再有恨意。
He feels so much compassion toward her.
他对他的太太有更多的关心和
爱意。Why? Because Satan is using his wife and, you know, and try to destroy his wife.
因为撒旦是试着想要摧毁他的太太。
So no longer he take this to be a very personal matter, but rather a spiritual matter.
那他就不再把这个当作是他针对他个人能够把他看成是一个属灵的征战。
So the Bible is very clear.
所以在圣经上讲得很清楚。
We do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
我们并不是与属血气的征战。
If that is the case, we must.Use the things that is spiritual to fight against the enemy.
如果说我们不是以属血气的征战，那我们必须要拿起属灵的武器来做征战。
And look at what we're fighting against.
那我们要怎么来做征战呢
？Principality and powers.
这些我们征战的是那一些执政的掌权的。
The rule of the darkness of this age.
是这管辖这幽暗世界的。
Against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
是天空属灵气的恶魔。
Did we read this verse, right? And look very closely.
如果说我们仔细来想想，来看看这个经节。
How can you and I be able to counsel a person if you know our enemy is like this?
那作为你和我，我们怎么样来提供辅导？如果我们面对是这样子的敌人呢
？That if we use our own ways and our own ideas.
那我们怎么能够用我们的方法、我们的想法来做辅导呢
？But if we don't have this kind of mentality,
如果说我们没有这样子的一个观念
，we will go out and do counseling or help our brothers and sisters with our own ways, our own ideas. Then, of course, our brother can never receive help from us.
那当我们出去对我们的其他弟兄姐妹提供用我们自己的方法、想法来提供辅导的时候，那事实上他们不会得到任何的帮助。
So that's why we spend so much on, you know, having the likeness and image of God.
那就是说我们为什么希望能够活出神的神形象
来 And we focus on reading and praying.
如果说我们专注于这个读经以及祷告
Because to be filled with the word of God and to be filled with the spirit of God, these are two greatest weapons that we have to fight against the enemy.
如果说我们能够被神的灵充满，被神的话语来充满，那这就是我们能够与敌人征战最好的武器了。
Then if we know our enemies,
那我们要了解我们的敌人。
Then we also must know our goal.
那我们也必须要了解我们自己追求的目标。
So when a person comes to sit and want to talk with us,
当一个人坐下来想和我们谈话的时候
，What is our goal?
我们的目标是什么
？What do we want to accomplish with them?
那我们希望能够达成什么样的目标呢
？Do we want them to have a big house?
那我们希望他们能够买一个更大的房子吗？
If we want them to have a big house, then our goals will be different.
如果说我们目标是希望他们能够搬进一个更大的房子，那也许我们的
追求方法不一样。But if we know our enemy is Satan,
但是我们事实上知道我们的敌人
是撒旦。And our goal is to be able to release them from the hand of Satan.
那我们的目标事实上希望是把他们能够从撒旦的手中来解放出来。
Let's go to Acts chapter 26.
我们看使徒行传第二十六章。
Acts 26.
使徒行传二十六章
verse 18，
使徒行传二十六章十八节。
Acts 26 verse 18，
二十六章十八节。
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan into God, that they may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
十八节，我差你到他们那里去。要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So every brother and sister we talk, we sit down to talk with.
所以每一个人每一个我们坐下来和他们谈的弟兄姐妹。
And this is our goal.
这事实上才是我们的目标。
Our goal is to be able to bring them back to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的目标是希望把他们带到。神的面前。
The minute they come back to our Lord Jesus Christ, then our counseling is over.
当他们回到神的面前的那一刻，我们的辅导就是成功的完成。
Because no one, when they are close to our Lord Jesus Christ, have no hope.
那每一个来到神耶稣面前不会是没有希望
的。If we bring them back close to Lord Jesus Christ,
如果说我们能够把他们带回和耶稣基督再一次的来亲近
，they will have peace.
他们会有平安。
They will have joy.
他们会有喜乐。
They will become a very loving person.
他们会是一个充满爱的人。
Then all the situation, all the problems will be resolved.
那他们所面对的情况，他们所面对的问题都会被解决。
So that's why in verse 18.
所以在十八节这里说
，The first thing we must do is to open their eyes from darkness to light.
第一件我们要做的事，便要叫他们眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明。
No, lately, I was counseling a member.
最近我向一个信徒来做辅导。
And this member actually she's very close to God.
事实上这一位信徒他很神，非常亲近。
But for some reason, Satan been playing with her mind.
但是不晓得为什么撒旦开始来干扰。
And telling her that actually, even though you pray, even you read the Bible, God is not with you.
跟他说即使说你祷告你来读经神并不与你同在。
Then after a while she come to believe that it seemed like cultivate herself there's no benefit at all.
这样子下来他渐渐也相信这样子好像他所做的灵修对他一点帮助都没有。
So after we go into the Bible,
在我们一起讨论
圣经之后 we should share God's word with one another.
那我们彼此来分享神
的话。And often her mind just open up and she see things very clearly.
那她的心打开了她看事情开始变得不一样。
So when people come from darkness to light, for sure, they will see the things that according to the will of God.
那说当人们从黑暗之中走出来的时候他们就会根据神的旨意来看事情。
Because darkness belong to Satan.
因为黑暗是属于撒旦。
Because darkness belong to sin.
因为黑暗是属于罪恶的。
But we bring them into the light.
但我们把他们带到光明之中。
The light belongs to God.
光明是属于神的。
The light is belong to the forgiveness of sin.
光明是属于那赦免罪的。
And the light will make a person sanctify themselves in front of God.
光会使一个人在神的面前来得到洁净。
So this is our goal.
这就是我们的目标。
So as counselor, don't have so many goals what we want to do, but we must set a goal when we sit down and to talk to a person.
一个辅导员必须在坐下来做辅导的时候就要立定他要达成的目标。
So do we know our enemy?
我们是不是来了解我们的敌人呢？
Do we know what kind of goal we want to reach with a person?
我们是不是知道我们要达成什么样的目标？
Later on, when we talk about individual counseling, couple counseling, and group counseling, we'll talk about how our Lord Jesus Christ be able to always set goal when he talk to people.
那之后，当我们来谈个人辅导夫妻辅导以及团体的辅导了之后，那我们就会来了解，当我们怎么样来设下适当的目标。
If we sit down and talk to a person,
当我们坐下来和人谈话的时候
，and we don't have goal,
如果说我们没有目标
，and then actually our counseling cannot be effective.
那我们没有办法达成一个有效的辅导。
Because when we have a goal.
当我们有目标的时候
even though the constantly want to go left, want to go right, but we always bring them back to the on track to reach the goal we want.
那即使说这个接受辅导的人想要转左转右，但是我们总是能够将他们引回正路来达成目标。
And the next one, we must know our weapons.
那在接下来我们必须要知道来了解我们的武器。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
我们来看哥林多后书
Chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章。
Second Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书第十章
verse 4 to verse 6.
第十章第四节到第六节。
Let's start from verse 3.
我们是从第三节开始。
Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to verse 6.
哥林多后书十章三到六节。
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh, verse 4.
第四节。
For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, verse 5.
第五节
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to obedience of Christ, verse 6.
第六节
And being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Here, our weapon of warfare is not carnal.
事实上在这里我们看到我们作战的兵器并不是这个大炮。
Of course, we walk in the flesh.
当然我们是凭着血肉之
躯。But we don't war according to the flesh.
但是我们却不以这个世上的方法来做
征战。Because Satan's enemy is spirit.
因为我们的敌人撒旦是属灵的。
So if we want to fight against Satan, we must use the spiritual weapon.
那我们要与撒旦征战，我们便需要用属灵的武器。
Now I share with you many times I experienced Satan.
那我和大家分享过，很多时候我也遭到撒旦的攻击过。
Of course, people ask me, "Oh, if you experience Satan so many times, you must not be afraid of him anymore."
很多人会说，那你和撒旦有这么多的冲突，那你一定再也不怕撒旦了。
But I'm always afraid of Satan.
但是我总是抱着一个惧怕的
心情。Why? Because he is spirit.
为什么？因为他是属灵的。
So when I myself are not filled with God's spirit and God's word, then when Satan show up, I feel so frightened.
那当我没有被神的灵充满的时候，当撒旦出现的时候，我总是感到这么的惧怕。
So when we work with one another,
当我们彼此工作的时候
，we are fighting against Satan.
我们是和撒旦来做
征战。So we must be able to have this weapon inside of us.
所以我们内心要有这些武器。
If we don't know the weapon, and then how can we fight against the enemy?
如果说我们甚至不知道我们的武器是什么，我们怎么和我们的敌人征战呢？
But sometimes when we talk to our brothers and sisters,
但是有时候我们在和弟兄姐妹谈话的时
候 of course, outwardly it seems they just like our brothers and sisters, something very common problems.
外表上看来，他们就是弟兄姐妹他们有一些常见的问题。
But from now on,
但是从现在
开始 when we sit down and talk to our brothers and sisters,
当我们和坐下来和我们弟兄姐妹谈的时候
when they have problems,
当他们有问题的时候
we must look from the eyesight of God, the spiritual eyesight.
我们必须要从神的角度，从一个属灵的角度来看这些问题。
Because if we look at our brother and sister problems,
因为当我们看我们弟兄姐妹所遭遇到的问题
，most of the time it never ever pertain to the physical aspect of life.
很多时候大部分的时候，事实上和这个属世的世界并没有相关。
But rather spiritual.
反而是属灵的。
Because Satan wanted to destroy you and I.
因为撒旦试着来摧毁你
和我。Because he know his days are numbered.
因为他知道他的日子即将尽了。
That God gonna put him to the lake of fire soon.
那神将他丢到火湖里面。
Because of this, he will pick, you know, those who belong to God.
因为这样子所以他也特别找那些属神的人的麻烦。
That's you and I.
就是你和我。
Because if one of us fall from the grace of God, God would be very sad.
因为我们之间如果人从神的荣耀之中来跌落了，神会因此而感到很悲伤。
Then you know Satan always want to destroy us.
我们知道为此撒旦总是希望来摧毁我们。
Let's go to Song of Solomon.
我们来看这个雅歌
chapter 3.
雅歌第三章。
Song of Solomon chapter 3.
雅歌第三章。
These are the 60 valiant men.Who are expert in warfare?
我们这里看到有六十个善于作战的勇士。
Look, verse 7 and verse 8.
我们看第七节、第八节。
Song of Solomon chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 8.
雅歌第三章第七节、第八节。
Behold, it is Solomon's couch with 60 valiant men around it of the valiant of Israel, verse 8.
第八节。
They all hold sword, being expert in war. Every man has sword on his thigh because of the fear in the night. Here, even though they are villain men,
这里即使说他们是勇士，
they still are very fearful.
他们也是战战兢兢。
But even though they are fearful, doesn't mean they do not prepare themselves.
他们战战兢兢并不表示说他们并没有做预备。
Because these villain men have sword on their side.
反而我们看到这六十个勇士，他们腰间配着刀。
And then, because you know the reason they have on their sword on their side, because it's much easier to use when it's on your side and take it out very quickly.
他们腰间配刀是因为这样子，他们就很快的可以把武器拿出来。
So these 60 villain men, for sure, they know the enemy.
那这是六十个勇士。很明显的，他们知道他们所面对的。
And they know their goal is to protect the carriage of Solomon.
他们知道他们的目标就是要保护所罗门的轿。
And they know their weapon.
他们也非常了解自己的。
And their weapon of choice is the sword on their thighs.
那就是他们腰间所配的刀。
But it doesn't mean they're not afraid.
并不代表说他们心中就没有惧怕。
So the same thing for us.
对我们来讲也是如此。
Yes, if we are self-encountered with Satan.
当我们和撒旦面对面的时候
It's a very fearful thing.
是一个很让人惊怕的事情。
But being afraid doesn't mean we are coward.
心中战战兢兢并不代表我们就是懦
夫。Because being afraid will alert us, right, to know that the enemy is near.
因为战战兢兢让我们能够时时的警觉，知道我们的敌人就在我们面前。
But quite often,
但是很多时候
if we don't know our enemy,
如果说你不了解
if we don't know our goal,
如果你不知道
if we don't know our weapon,
如果你不知道你
的武器 then when we counsel a person, we always get deceived by Satan.
那当我们提供辅导的时候，我们总是受到撒旦的蒙骗。
How do we know our counseling is successful?
那我们怎么知道我们的辅导是成功的呢？
When a person leave us,
当一个人离开我们之后
and they be able to glorify the name of God.
如果说他们能够来荣耀神的名
they be able to feel touched by the word of God.
他们能够为神的话来感动
this is a successful counseling.
那这一个辅导就成功了。
Actually, many brothers and sisters love God very much.
事实上很多弟兄姐妹都很爱神。
Of course, sometimes they go to trial and tribulation, they need our help.
那他们在经历患难试探的时候他们需要我们的帮助。
And quite often we just need to stick our hands there and pull them up. That's all we need to do.
那很多时候我们只要伸出我们的手拉他们一把。
But we must be close to God.
但是我们自己必须要与神。
Even though it seems so easy for us to stick our hands out there to bring them up, but this hand, if it's not filled by the word of God, filled with the spirit of God, Satan will destroy us.
感觉上好像伸出一只手来拉他们一把，好像是很简单的。但是这个手如果没有充满神的能力那很容易就被撒旦来摧毁。
And that's why the next one we must be filled with the Word of God.
就是说下一点我们必须要被神的话来充满。
What I share with you actually for the next 2 days is nothing so sacred.
事实上我这两天和大家要分享的并不是什么大秘密。
To be the great counselor actually is very obvious. That is to read and pray. That's all we need to do.
要成为一个好的辅导员，事实上就是要多读经、多祷告。
But we must have the wisdom.
但是我们必须要有神的智慧。
To know and have the faith how powerful the word of God is.
我们要有信心，那神的话是这么的有能力。
And how powerful the spirit of God is.
那神的灵是这么的有力量。
If we don't have this kind of mentality, there's no way we can be a good counselor.
那如果说我们心中没有这样子的意念，那我们便没有办法成为一个好的辅导员。
Quite often we've been in Christ for a long time.
很多时候也许我们信主很久了。
It seems we read the word of God, it seems it's no big deal.
好像说我们常读神的话，这也不是什么大事情。
And when we pray to God, it doesn't seem it's a big deal.
那我们向神祷告也好像没什么了不起。
The reason we feel that it's not a big deal because we have not been connected to Him.
那我们之所以觉得这个没什么，是因为我们事实上和神并没有做连接。
If we are connected to God,
如果说我们与神做连接
，and we when we filled with the Word of God,
如果说我们能够真正去感受神的话
，then this Word is always in our mind, always in our heart.
如果说他的话总是充满在我们的心
，is living with us.
那在我们的心和我们的一同。
So when we walk, when we talk, when we move, the Word of God always going to guide to the right direction.
那当我们走，当我们行事的时候，神的话总是会引导我们。
Why do we need to be filled with the Word of God?
为什么我们要被神的话来充满呢
？Because the Word of God can sanctify us.
因为神的话能够洁净我们。
Why is it so important for us as counselors to be sanctified?
为什么对一个福音人来讲，那被洁净是这么重要呢？
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 17.
我们来看约翰福音十三章。
John chapter 17.
约翰福音十三章。
Verse 17.
约翰福音十三章十七节。
John chapter 17, verse 17.
约翰福音十三章十七节。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. 17:17.
对不起，十七章十七节。十七章十七节，这里说，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
So when we fill with the word of God,
当我们被神的话所充满
，just like our Lord Jesus Christ wants his disciple to be filled with the word of God,
就好像耶稣基督希望他的门徒能够被他的话来充满。
Because only the word of God can sanctify us,
因为只有神的话能够洁净我们。
I mean sanctification just means to separate us from the common people.
那洁净啊，就是由我们世上的人啊来做区隔。
For example, one time there was a story.
那好像有一个故事这么说。
About this doctor.
那有一个医生。
And this doctor is a surgeon.
那这是一个外科医生。
And then one time he have a friend who is a pastor.
那有一次啊，他有一个这个传道的朋友。
And this pastor, he's very stressed out because of his holy work and things like that.
那这一位传道的朋友因为他教会的工作，他就觉得压力很大。
So his friend, you know, he's the doctor friend that he has said, hey, why don't we just go out and have fun?
那这个外科医生朋友就是说，那为什么我们不一起出去有一些享乐呢
？We can go to the nudie bars and drink and stuff like that. Just get all the things out of your mind.
那我们可以到外面的酒吧饮酒享乐将这些压力的事情丢在一旁。
So when the pastor heard this.
那当这个传道朋友听到这些话
，And he posed a question to the surgeon.
他就问这个外科医师朋友这么说
，Say you are a surgeon.
他说你是一个外科医师。
So before you do surgery,
那在你这个替人家做手术的时候
，Do you go play in mud and stuff like that and make your hands all dirty?
那你会到外面玩泥巴，让你的手变很脏吗
？Of course, the surgeon said, of course not.
那这外科医师说当然不行啊。
He had to wash his hands with a certain soap.
那你必须要用这个很特殊的肥皂将手洗得很
干净。Then put gloves on.
然后还要戴这个手套。
Then of course put like a gown, put a mask on. Make sure that make sure every part of him is clean so he can do the surgery.
那还必须要穿上这个手术服让确定一切都洁净，他才可以来做这个手术。
And he said, for me as a pastor.
那个的传道朋友。就跟他说，我正做一个传道。
I deal with people's life.
我和人们的生活的问题。
So how can you ask me to go and do all those things, you know, before I go and help my fellow brethren?
那你怎么可以叫我去做这些罪恶的事情，然后要来帮助这些人呢
？Actually, this story make a lot of sense for us as Christian.
事实上，这一个故事对我们基督徒
When we do counseling,
当我们提供辅导的时候
we.This counseling really can save a person's spiritual life.
这个辅导能够拯救一个属灵的灵魂。
So we need to be sanctified.
所以我们必须本身要被洁
净。In other words, we ourselves need to be pure, need to be holy, need to do everything according to the word of God.
也就是说，我们自己要来洁净要来圣洁，要做神要我们做的事情。
If we walk just like the people in the world.
如果说我们行事为人和其他的人一样
If we talk just like the people in the world,
如果说我们说话也和世上的人
一样 And how can we say we can come and do counseling with our brothers and sisters?
那我们怎么来为我们弟兄姐妹来做辅导呢
Because the worldly thing does not fit in the kingdom of God.
因为这世上的事和神的国并不相符
For example, some RE teachers,
举个例子来说，有些宗教教育的教员
They don't believe that homosexuality is wrong.
他们不觉得同性恋有什么罪。
How can they qualify to be RE teachers?
这样子他们能够怎么成为一个合格的宗教教育
So why do they feel like that?
为什么他们会这样觉得呢
And some of them do not believe that abortion is wrong.
有些人甚至不相信这个堕胎是错的。
And how can you help our brother and sister if you're not sanctified from the things of this world?
那你又怎么样来帮助教会的弟兄姐妹？如果说你不从这个世上来被洁净呢
？So that's why it's so important for us to be filled with the Word of God.
所以说为什么对我们来讲，我们被神的话来充满
？Because nowadays, no one have any idea what's right and what's wrong anymore.
因为现今没有人知道到底什么才是真正对的，到底什么才是真正错的。
The popular view for right and wrong. is majority, you know, believe in it, and then it's right.
啊，那这个世上好像是大多数的人觉得对的事情，那就是对的。
But that's so, it's really a contradiction, a contrary to the Bible.
那事实上，这个和圣经是相不符合的。
Because Jesus said the wide gate that many people enter to it will lead to destruction.
啊，那圣经告诉我们说，啊，那个路大门大，啊，事实上是引向灭亡的。
But the narrow gate will lead to eternal life.
啊，那窄门啊，反而是领向
So in other words, if you and I want to be a great counselor.
啊，也就是说，如果你和我想要成为一个好的
辅导员，We must be filled with the Word of God.
我们必须要被神的话来充满。
Because the Word of God will give us a standard to see what is right and what is wrong.
因为神的话能给我们立定标准，到底什么是对的，什么是错的。
But sometimes it's not an easy thing to do.
可是有时候这并不是一件简单的事情。
Let's turn to the Book of Acts.
我们看使徒行传
Chapter 8.
《使徒行传》第八章。
Acts chapter 8。
《使徒行传》第八章。
I always love to use this, this story.
那我一直很喜欢来引用这个故事。
How Simon Peter, right? Did counseling with Simon the sorcerer.
我们看到西门彼得怎么样来辅导这个行邪术的西门。
Acts chapter 8, verse 17.
使徒行传第八章十七节
17. Then they laid hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit, verse 18.
十八节
And when Simon saw that through the laying of hands, apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, verse 19.
十九节
Saying, give me this power also, that anyone of whom I lay hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Then verse 20.
二十节
But Peter said to him, your money perish with you.See, it's here, Simon, he was a sorcerer before.
我们知道在这里西门他以前是个行邪术的。
And after he came to believe,
在他来归入神之后,
he was baptized.
他也受洗归
入耶稣。Then when he saw Peter laying hands on the disciple,
然后他看到彼得替人按手,
and they received the Holy Spirit.
被按手的人就领受圣灵。
This time Simon got so excited.
这时候这个西门觉得是这么的好。
He wanted to give them money.
他希望他能够给彼得钱
Actually to pay for this gift of the Holy Spirit
他希望能够买到有这个赐圣灵的这一项
But Peter said him very plainly
但是彼得很明白地告诉他
Why did Peter be able to say that your money perish with you?
为什么彼得这么明白告诉他说你和你的银子一同灭亡呢
Then he did not stop there, right?
因为他不但如此他并不是在这边就停了
Peter continued to say you have neither part nor portion and verse 21 right in this matter for your heart is not right in the sight of God
彼得告诉21节这里告诉他说你在这道上无份无关因为在神面前你的心不正
Then, and verse 22 say repent therefore of this your wickedness and pray to God that you not perish
22节说你当懊悔你这罪恶祈求主或者你的心你的意念可以得到赦免
Why did Peter be able to say such thingsto the new believer, right? Simon the sorcerer.
为什么彼得对这个刚信主的这个行邪术的西门来说这样子的重的话呢
Because Peter was filled with God's word.
因为彼得他是被神的话所充
满的。And he filled with God's spirit.
他被神的灵所
充满。And he can see very clear what is right and what is wrong is wrong.
他在他眼中看得非常的清楚什么是对什么是错。
So if we are not filled with God's word,
如果说我们没有被神的话所充满
God's word cannot sanctify us.
那神的话便没有办法来解决。
When God's word cannot sanctify us, we do not know what's right and what's wrong.
当我们没有被神的话来接近，我们便没有办法分辨清楚什么是对。
Then when we sit down and talk to our brothers and sisters,
那当我们坐下来和我们弟兄姐妹来谈的时候
instead of helping them, we bring them to the closest to everlasting hell.
那我们不但没有帮助他们。似乎反而将他们带到更接近地狱了。
And this happened in our church before.
事实上，这在像我们教会之中也
曾经发生过。So that's why counseling is a very serious matter.
所以辅导事实上是一个很严肃的
问题。Because if the counselor did not fill with the word of God, and then the things that they share with the counselee will bring them astray.
因为如果辅导员没有被神的话充满。那他们所辅导的人反而陷入危险。
So that's why we must be filled with the Word of God.
所以为什么我们要被神的话来
充满？So the Word of God can sanctify us.
这样子神的话可以洁净我们。
To tell us what's right and what's wrong.
告诉我们什么是对，什么是错。
What is according to the Bible and what is not.
啊，什么是根据神的旨意？
If you're not filled with the Word of God.
啊，如果说你没有被神的话来充满，
How can we know what's right and what's wrong?
那我们怎么能够来分辨对与错呢？
And Satan, we know that he's an author of confusion.
啊，我们知道啊，撒旦啊，他很容易造成混淆。
When he fight against our brothers and sisters.
啊，当他和我们弟兄姐妹来征战
的时候， That's what he wants to do, confuse them.
啊，他就是希望啊，能够造成混淆。
But we fill with God's word.
如果说我们心里被神的话充
满 We are very clear what's right and what's wrong.
那我们就对对错啊非常的清楚。
Let's go to our last verse.
我们看最后一个经节。
Hebrew chapter 4.
我们看希伯来书第四章。
The book of Hebrew chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Why do we need to be filled with the word of God?
为什么我们需要被神的话来充满呢？
Because the word of God can pierce people's heart.
啊，因为啊神的话能够将人的心来破开。
I say when we do counseling.
那我们提供辅导的时候
Of course, 90% of the time, we must listen to the counselee.
当然大部分我们必须要听受辅导的人
But the 10%, that when we speak,
那我们只能够有10%的时间来讲话
We must speak with such wisdom.
那我们要用神的智慧来说话
Because one word come out of our mouth, if it's wrong, then we, you know, the counselee, you know, will not be able to listen to us anymore.
因为我们说错一句话，那些受辅导的人可能就再也不听我们的。
Hebrew chapter 4 verse 12 and verse 13.
希伯来书第四章十二节十三节。
For the word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to division of soul and spirit, and of joint and marrow, and is discerning of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Verse 13.
十三节。
And there's no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him, of whom we must give account.So be filled with the word of God.
如果说我们被神的话所充满
The word of God is like it's living and it's powerful. It's like a sharp, a double-edged sword.
那神的话是活泼，是有功效的，好像一把两刃的剑。
Why it be able to pierce people's soul and people's spirit?
那甚至连魂与灵、骨与骨髓都能够分开。
Nothing is hidden in front of him.
那在他面前没有什么事情是可以隐藏
的。So in other words, be filled with this, with the word of God.
就是说，如果你被神的话来充满
，When we talk to our brothers and sisters，
当我们和弟兄姐妹来谈话的时候
，We will use the correct word to comfort them。
那我们会用正确的话来安慰他们。
And when we use the word of God to comfort them, we'll pierce their heart。
那当我们用神的话来安慰他们的时候，就能将他们的心破开。
But piercing their heart doesn't mean that they can be repent and then everything will be all right。
能够进入他们的心，并不代表就是说他们就能够悔改那一切事情就
好了。Remember when Peter spoke the word of God to his fellow brethren?
那我们知道，当彼得对他的这些弟兄来说话的时候
，people's heart were pierced.
那当时的人都觉得扎心。
Then they repented.
然后他们就悔改。
But when Stephen spoke to his fellow brethren,
当这个斯蒂凡和这些这些人来说话的时候
，their hearts were also pierced.
他们的也觉得扎心。
But they stoned him to death.
但是他们却拿石头
打死他。 So sometimes as counselors, we will encounter these two problems.
所以在提供辅导的时候，有时候我们遇到这样的问题。
Sometimes when we share the word of God with the counselee,
有时候我们和这个被辅导的人来分享神的话。
They take it very well and then they repent.
那他们接受，他们也来悔改。
But sometimes when we talk to counselees,
有时候我们跟这个被辅导的人来
说话。They will be upset with us.
他们反而因此而
对我们来生气。Maybe they even feel that we have judgment toward them.
也许他们感觉到我们对他们做了判断
But that doesn't matter.
但是这并不重要
As long as we do what is right from our side.
只要我们知道我们做的是对的
So let us be filled with the word of God.
让我们求神的话来充满我们的
心 So the word of God can sanctify us.
那求神的话来洁净我们
So the word of God can pierce people's heart.
让神的话能够破开人的心
Then we'll be on our way to be a great counselor.
那我们就能够逐渐来成为一个好的辅导员
Let's all rise up and sing hymn 24
我们最后再来唱诗24首。
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of love.Wonderful words of love, words of life and beauty, love is wonderful. beautiful